Hello, Yijing Medical Qigong Association members and subscribers. As promised, I told you we'd be back with more podcasts. And today, Suzanne is going to give us a little explanation and some information about the Lower Dantian. A little mini seminar, if you will, to help expand everyone's knowledge. For some, it may be new information. For others, a nice refresher or a different perspective on things that you've already learned. So that's great. Suzanne?
Hi, everybody. I'm going to talk a little bit about the three Dantian. Basic understanding of the body's three Dantian, or the three energetic pools, I believe helps to enhance a Qigong practice. As with all martial arts, Qigong places great emphasis on the lower Dantian, but many people are unaware of the fact that there are three Dantian in the body. Dantian literally translates to elixir field or cinnabar field. And the three Dantian are the body's main energetic reservoirs located in the head, chest, and lower abdomen. They're connected by an energetic pole called the Taiji pole, or the center channel, which descends from the top of the head to the perineum through the body's central core. The Taiji pole is responsible for absorbing the energy from heaven above and earth below, and it then distributes this energy into the body's organs and tissues. Qi regulation in and between all three Dantian is crucial for mental and physical health. First, let's talk a little bit about the upper Dantian. The upper Dantian is also known as the ancestral opening or calm fountain, and it's located in the center of the head, between and behind the eyes. It is considered the door to psychic and intuitive powers, or the ability to know without knowing. The upper Dantian represents the spiritual aspect of humanity and the connection to the Tao, higher power, or infinite void. Excessive concentration and study depletes qi from the upper Dantian, and qi is responsible for nourishing the brain and spirit in order to maintain one's mental center. Mental imbalance and depression can result from a lack of qi flow to the upper Dantian. The middle Dantian, also known as the central altar or the seat of emotion, is located in the center of the chest, between and behind the breasts. However, I should note that there are other schools of thought that place the middle Dantian at the solar plexus. Both are equally valid depending on your goals and your practice. The middle Dantian is where air from the heart and lungs and food from the digestive system organs are combined and converted into energy. The qi disperses from the middle Dantian throughout the body. Excess emotions can cause heat or stagnation in the middle Dantian, which can impede heart function and digestion and cause emotional stagnation as well. The third Dantian, or the lower Dantian, is also known as the sea of energy or root of life. Generally speaking, it's the area below the navel and above the pubic bone in the lower abdomen. The lower Dantian is the root of physical power and the wellspring of human energy. It is the house of kinetic communication and awareness. The goal of the lower Dantian is to gather qi and store it there for vitality and power. Most of us are in our head too often, or we can't turn off our minds. And sending qi from the head into the lower Dantian helps to restore a sense of calm and tranquility. This is known as rooting the body's energy. A very basic way to gather energy in the lower Dantian is to simply focus on that area while you breathe. So let's take a moment now to practice abdominal breathing while focusing on the lower Dantian. So you can stand in Wuji posture or sit on a chair with your tailbone slightly tucked, your chin tucked in, your shoulders relaxed. You're going to gently close the anal sphincter and place the tongue on the roof of the mouth behind the upper teeth. And when you inhale, let the belly come out. And when you exhale, pull the belly back in. This will be the basic way you breathe throughout this meditation. Now, when you inhale, imagine inhaling energy like a mist from the energy around you in the environment, and allow it to go in and fill the lower Dantian, perhaps like a golden mist. When you exhale, visualize and feel the lower Dantian glow and vibrate with this golden mist, which is used as energy for storage in the lower Dantian. With each inhale, Pull in a golden mist with your intention and your imagination and visualize it filling the lower dantian area. With each exhale, visualize and feel that gold mist in the lower dantian vibrating, glowing, and energizing the lower dantian. If you continue to breathe in this manner, sticking the belly out and filling the belly with golden energy, and then on the exhale, letting the belly come back in and focusing on that energy, over time, the yi leads the qi. That means that the intent will guide the qi to that area, and you will begin to store energy for later use. When done often enough, you'll find that your energy levels are more balanced and perhaps stronger throughout the day. And that's really all I wanted to share today. I hope everybody is doing well, and stay tuned for some more podcasts from Cal and myself. Everybody take care. Bye-bye.